I'm George Walker, and that was the Celeo Quartet performing music from Carl Szymanowski's String Quartet No. 2. We just heard a little bit of it there, and Saturday night they'll be performing all of it at the Brown County Playhouse, part of an evening that also includes storyteller Hondo Thompson. So that's Saturday, 7:30, Brown County Playhouse. Our guests are the violist, Mason Spencer, and the cellist, Adrian Golay. Mason actually played the violin for 7 years before he settled on the viola. Mason, tell us a little bit about the name. What's Celeo come from?
Celeo is actually Latin for new beginnings, and it shares roots also with the word silence. This is our first year in this formation, so it's kind of a new beginning for all of us.
Now, you're working with the Pacifica Quartet at the Jacobs School of Music. Cellist Adrian Golay has always been a cellist. Adrian, how did you get together?
Three of us have been playing together for about 3 years. We're in our first year of graduate school, and we started as sophomores. In our senior year, when we decided to become a serious quartet and study under Pacifica, we had to switch our second violinist, and that's when we found Dawning.
Your violinist, Agatha Blevin, Dawning Welliver, and the two of you working together. But I understand that you'll be playing the whole Szymanowski for the audience there in Brown County. And I'm curious about how you decided to pick that particular piece, Adrian.
At the end of last year, the Chopin Institute in Poland actually needed a quartet to perform some Polish works as part of an initiative to get Polish works performed outside of Poland. So the Szymanowski was one of the works that they wanted us to play in a concert at IU, and that was last November. So we decided to stick with it, and actually at the end of this semester, we're planning on going to Poland and continuing to perform those works.
So you're taking Szymanowski from Bloomington, Indiana, back to its homeland, as it were.
That's the plan, yeah.
No kidding. This strikes me as a great example of outreach, or inreach, or some sort of reach.
Yeah.
And the four of you actually are looking to be something other than a quartet that records the complete Haydn quartets. Mason, tell us a little bit about the vision, if you would.
Yeah, we've always had a passion for kind of expanding the reach of classical music. Recently, we were in LA performing at the Patreon Assembly. We performed with a pop artist there. And at Brown County Playhouse, we'll be performing with a storyteller. And our whole concert is structured around storytelling. So we're telling the story of our quartet, and then he's telling the story of Nashville, Indiana.
Celeo Quartet, violist Mason Spencer and the cellist Adrian Golay, they join with violinists Agatha Blevin and Dawning Welliver. And they'll be performing at 7:30, Brown County Playhouse, Stories and Musical Journeys with storyteller Hondo Thompson.
It should be a fun concert.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Here's a little postscript about future activities of the Celeo Quartet. Toward the end of the month, you'll be on Live from Josie here on WFIU on the 26th at 8, hosted by our own Joe Getz.